Daniel 10, verse 18. Then again, the one having the likeness of a man touched me and strengthened me. And this is also a comparison with what was in verse 16 that said, the one having the likeness, translated as the sons of men. This is more like the likeness of a man, or the hand of a man, is how the Septuagint translated it. And so this is talking about this same angel that was referred to in verse 16. But he touched him again. This is the third time that this angel has touched him, and he strengthened him. The second time that he had touched him, he lost his ability to speak. He did not have the ability to speak, but then he touched his lips and he was able to speak. Now he's touched him again, and now Daniel is strengthened. Verse 19. So this angel says to Daniel, O man greatly beloved, fear not. This is the second time in this chapter that the angel has referred to Daniel and called him greatly beloved. And the third time in the chapter, it was Daniel chapter 9, that the angel Gabriel told him that he was greatly beloved by God. So this is the third time that this has been told to Daniel, that he's greatly beloved. And he tells him, fear not. Peace be to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. So when he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Then he said, Do you know why I have come to you? Now, he asked this question to Daniel, but he doesn't wait for a reply. So then the angel continues without giving Daniel an ability to even answer and says, now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia. And this, what makes the most sense to me, this again is he's returning back to King Cyrus. And this prince of Persia is King Cyrus to try to persuade him more, which ultimately this happens. And that's recorded in history that King Cyrus decides to finance the rebuilding of Jerusalem and the temple. And when I've gone forth, indeed the king, the prince of Greece will come. And this is, I'll say obvious, but thought to many, by many to be Alexander the Great. And that is the one who came and conquered Persia. And so then that was the initiation by Alexander the Great of the Greek Empire coming into existence and controlling a vast amount of land and spreading their Greek language, which was also critically important and obviously divinely established by God, because that is the Greek language that the New Testament was written in. And so God intended for the Greek Empire to be set up and be a powerful kingdom some 200 or so years B.C. before God's kingdom was established that way. Everyone knew the Greek language, and that was the language that God had set up for the New Testament to be written in. So that's very important here for this. And then he finishes up this verse 21 by, but I will tell you what is noted in the scripture of truth. And that's unclear what that exactly is. It could be the Old Testament, but other commentators think that this is some other book that Daniel knew about. And then here is a parenthetical comment that this angel tells him, finishes up here with Daniel in this chapter. No one upholds me against these except Michael, your prince. So there's a lot of speculation as far as what all of this means, but I will read a few sentences of what Don Simpson wrote in his commentary on Daniel about verse 20. And he said, we find in this verse that the spirit world is involved in the successive steps of nations. This is especially true in regard to the kingdom of God, which was scheduled to be established at a select time in human history. God worked and revolved all national affairs around that scheduled time for kingdom establishment. So what he's saying here is that it was very important to God to have these specific kingdoms come to power at specific times in history, and he used the spirit world, these angels, to help enact these kingdoms to come and go at the appropriate time and in the appropriate manner. So these angels were working, and that's what this angel is referring to, that they were involved in the Persian kingdom, the Greek kingdom, and then it's not stated, but obviously then the Roman Empire coming to power in the future also. So we will end there, and Lord willing, we will start with chapter 11 of Daniel next week.